Mayor de Blasio was expected to drop the city's appeal by now, since he vowed to do so right after the election. And when he appointed Zachary Carter as the city's top attorney, again there was talk of settling and moving on with the police reform process. Parties involved in hammering out the final terms are said to be in ongoing discussions and that an agreement will be announced soon. Policing expert Professor Sam Walker says whenever that settlement happens, it will be big not only for New York.
It's an unprecedented event in the history of American policing.
Walker says that's because the de Blasio administration is embracing police reforms more than other cities have. Resistance continues to come from New York's police unions, who disagree that the NYPD requires outside oversight. They've filed court motions to take up the city's appeal, and they're still pending. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horn.